South St. Louis. Hope you enjoyed the general manager, Doug Armstrong. Always insightful. And always enjoy catching up with Doug Armstrong here on Hockey Sense. I'm Andy Strickland, live at the Slider House at the corner of McKnight and Manchester. We're here each and every Friday now from 12 to 2. And again, they've got the largest selection of canned craft beer of anywhere else in St. Louis. Patio, voted number one patio in St. Louis. And their craft beer selection includes Four Hands Brewing Company, which we are huge supporters of, located right there in the LaSalle Park neighborhood. That's where their tasting room is. Phenomenal place for events. They offer 6 year-round beers, several seasonal beers. And one of their year-round beers includes Citywide Pale Ale and the Pils. And they donate a percentage of their proceeds to local nonprofit organizations. They just do a great job. You know, they want to be a positive force in the community, and they are. Four Hands Brewing Company. Again, the hours for their tasting room, Monday through Thursday, 12 to 10. Friday and Saturday, they're open till midnight. And Sunday, 12 to 9 on Sunday. So check out Four Hands Brewing Company. They've got good food there as well. Great, great spot. And we appreciate Kevin Lemp and company for supporting Hockey Sense here on 590 The Fan. All right, we're also supporting the Blues. And, of course, they play their home opener tomorrow against the Dallas Stars. They just beat the Pittsburgh Penguins. Tage Thompson's a rookie for the St. Louis Blues, a former first-round pick, and he joins us now here on Hockey Sense. What's up, Tage? How are you?
Good. How are you?
You like the name Hockey Sense? Is that a good name for a hockey show or what?
Of course.
How much fun are you having? You keep telling me you're living the dream. You really are you not? I mean, when did you first start dreaming about playing in the National Hockey League, Tage?
Oh, who knows? I think that was, like, way back. I think kind of when I started picking up a stick when I was, like, 2 or 3 years old. Obviously, you know, I watched my dad do it, and then he got into coaching, and I, you know, obviously just wanted to follow in his footsteps, and it's something I've been around my whole life. So, obviously, it's been my end goal and to win a Stanley Cup and to play in the NHL, and, you know, the other night was a pretty fun experience for me.
Yeah, we'll get into that here in just a minute. But, all right, your dad, who now is the coach of the Bridgeport Tigers in the American Hockey League, part of the Islanders organization. He was an assistant coach with the Islanders, too, under Doug Waite. And Eric Boganicki, who's a familiar name to Blues fans. I mean, these are guys that you've known pretty much your entire life, who's on the staff with him now in the American Hockey League. Do you remember him as a player, or was he done playing when you were born?
He was on his way out, kind of, you know, when I was old enough to start kind of realizing what was going on, and old enough to remember. I think his last year playing is kind of the most I remembered from his playing career. I remember more of his coaching side, obviously, because it's more recent. But obviously, I've seen the highlights. I've seen some game footage, so I know how he played. But I wish I could have seen him play a little bit more.
And to have him there along with your mom, Kim, to have them in attendance the other night for your first NHL game, I know had to be very special for you and your family.
Yeah, it was amazing. Obviously, I didn't really expect him to get out to the game. He's got a pretty busy schedule being a coach, and also having him and my mom out there was a really special feeling. You know, I'm sure they're probably a little more nervous than I was playing the game. So it was fun to share that experience with them.
How much hockey do you and your dad talk? After games, before games, I mean, is he the type of hockey dad who's given you, you know, pep talks before games? And obviously with his coaching, you know, job, he probably can't, you know, watch your games live as much as he would probably like. But how much advice and pointers does he give you along the way?
Oh, he's giving me a ton of advice. He catches more games than you probably think. He sees a lot. He goes online and watches them, or he'll record them and stuff. So, you know, he's always texting me before and after games, letting me know what he saw of the game, what I could be doing better, you know, little helpful points and tips. So I've been having that pretty much my whole life. So obviously, you know, it's got its benefits. It's also got its downfalls too, I guess. It's tough at times, but it's obviously been worth it.
Yeah. All right. Tage Thompson is with us, Blues rookie forward here on Hockey Sense on 590 The Fan. I'm Andy Strickland. You played some time with the National Team Development Program. You ended up at UConn. Tage, how did you end up at UConn, as I'm sure you were recruited by some more traditional hockey schools as well?
Yeah, that was kind of a unique situation there. It was their second year heading into hockey, so obviously they're pretty new in the league, and you know, I was excited to be a part of something new and help build the program from the ground up. You know, kind of be that guy to go in there and help start a really good team in Hockey East, and I think they're heading in the right direction. We've had strides each year, and we've gotten better, and you know, I knew I was going to play a lot going in there too, so it was a big factor for me as well.
You know, you and I were talking, you know, you won a gold medal in the under-18 World Championships, you won a gold in the under-20 World Junior Championships, so you've had a lot of international success, and it's always great to be around in a winning environment, but you think about some of the names you've played with in the World Championships. I mean, it's pretty unbelievable when you look at Charlie McAvoy and Matthew Tkachuk and Luke Cunning. I mean, these St. Louis kids. You had Clayton Keller. I mean, was Austin Matthews on your U18 team as well or no?
Yeah, he was on our U18 team.
So he was. So you obviously had a ton of skill. I mean, how much did that help you, Tage, just growing up and the last, you know, few years before you moved on to college, playing with, you know, the level of players you were playing with day in and day out?
Yeah, it obviously helps a ton. And it's also cool, you know, hockey's such a small world. It's really cool to run into them again, you know, down the road. Been talking to Charlie a little bit here. You know, he just scored his first goal. So, you know, it's just cool to see, you know, everyone's success down the road. And it was obviously really helpful playing with them in practices and, you know, playing against them in games growing up. So that year for me at the program, I think, was, you know, a difficult one, kind of jumping there in the second year. They kind of already had an established team, maybe taking a back seat in terms of a playing role. But I think it helped me, you know, getting my name out there. It was a good year for me. Obviously, it was kind of bittersweet. I would have liked to play a little bit more, but I think it definitely benefited me.
Yeah, and of course you went on to lead the nation at UConn your freshman year in power play goals. But what did guys like Cunning and Keller, who you played with in the World Junior Championships, Matthew Tkachuk obviously was in the National Hockey League last year, but I know you spent time with him. What have they told you to expect about living here in St. Louis and playing with the Blues?
Oh, you know, they just said they're the best fan base in, you know, all of hockey. And so far I've experienced it. They're pretty accurate on that statement. You know, they're really good guys. I know Cunning's offered up his house to me so I could stay there if I needed to. So, you know, they're just really good guys, and they want to see you be successful. And, you know, they're opening up their home for me, which is nice. You know, I have Luke Opilka, who let me stay here for a couple of weeks. His family was nice enough to let me stay with them. He was our goalie for U18 team back in NTDP. And, you know, they're good guys, and you know, I wish them the best of luck. They'll be in the NHL here and tearing it up as well.
So are you living with Mark and Sherry Cunning now or what?
No, I didn't stay at Cunning's house. I was already at Opilka's.
Okay.
I'm in a hotel right now until I can find a spot.
Okay, good. All right, Tage Thompson is with us. A few more minutes with him before we let him go. Your first game, how about getting introduced to the National Hockey League in game one, being on the ice with guys like Malkin and Crosby and Kessel and Chris Letang and the whole crew that comes with the Pittsburgh Penguins? How do you prevent yourself from being in awe, Tage, and focus on what you need to do to play the game?
Yeah, it was obviously, you know, it's your first NHL game, so I'm trying to take everything in, but at the same time, you want to play your game and you don't want to get too distracted out there. Yeah, I have a job to do, so kind of catch 22, but obviously, you know, Malkin's been my favorite player growing up, and I've been watching the Penguins for a long time, obviously, because Malkin's on them, and I grew up watching him, trying to imitate him and stuff, so being on the same ice surface as him for my first NHL game was, like, legit a dream come true. you know, it was a really cool experience to be out there with those guys, and, you know, watching them when I was younger and now being able to play against them is a surreal feeling.
All right, Tage. Well, listen, man, best of luck the rest of the season.